From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and we got the news today that the pizza restaurant chain Sbarro has filed for bankruptcy protection for the second time in 3 years. It's been struggling with the high cost of food, labor, and real estate. Last month, the company said it would close more than a third of its restaurants in North America, although that still leaves it with more than 800 restaurants around the world. But lower traffic in malls, where many Sbarro pizzerias are located, contributed to today's bankruptcy filing.
Meanwhile, on the subject of fast food, tomorrow, residents of Dublin, New Hampshire, will get to vote on whether commercial drive-thrus should be allowed in. Right now, there are none in this picturesque New England town of 1600, and many people would like to keep it that way. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, New Hampshire Public Radio's Todd Bookman reports.
There's no neon in Dublin, no chain stores, no banks even. So it was a bit curious when a sign popped up last month proclaiming the arrival of a Taco Bell. Hand-painted on plywood, it stands along Route 101 on the edge of property owned by Andy Freeman. He says it is impersonal.
Do I have a problem with Taco Bell? No. No, I don't have any problem with Taco Bell at all.
Freeman owns the 172-year-old Dublin General Store. The town in many ways revolves around it. Right now, Taco Bell doesn't have any plans to set up a drive-thru in Dublin. But Freeman says his sign is a symbolic warning, his attempt to explain to voters just what he believes is at stake in tomorrow's ballot measure that would allow any commercial retailer to open a drive-thru in zoned areas.
This is a heavily traveled route. It is the only east-west route in southern New Hampshire. It is very attractive to big business, and we would be opening the door and saying, come on home.
Freeman scrawled vote no on Article 6 across the Taco Bell logo. The town says he needs to take it down. Some residents are equally displeased with the sign.
This is free enterprise. This country is formed and based on free enterprise. We all have a right to prosper.
Steve Baldwin lives in town. He's retired and also on the ballot for planning board.
So we can't just say, oh, we can't do this because of that. I just think that's completely unfair. And maybe a little bit of that is going on in Dublin.
And 1405. Thank you. Have a great day.
Development versus character, progress versus tradition. Tough questions, yes, but Michelle Bishop says this debate is getting blown way out of proportion. She manages the Citgo station and mini mart a mile and a half down the road from the general store. It is here where the first drive-through window would go.
Customers want it. It's a matter of convenience. This is a convenience store with a gas station. You drive through, you get gas. You drive through, get coffee. And it's simple. You wouldn't even know it was there.
Bishop says the building renovation plans are tasteful. The drive-through would be around back. And the $2 million proposed project also brings the space into ADA compliance. Regardless, Dublin resident Seth Farmer opposes the project.
I mean, for 100 years, vacationers have come here from Boston to escape commercialization, to escape mainstream life, to just live in a different age, if you will. And that drive-through would ruin that.
Selectman Sturdy Thomas says rather than town officials changing the zoning ordinance, it's important for townspeople to weigh in.
What's at issue is where do we want the town of Dublin 10 years from now? How do you want the town to look?
Tatum Worcester doesn't yet have an answer to that question. She feels torn by both sides.
Dublin General Store offers, you know, good quality homemade food, you know, and I mean, it's for us, it's Dub Gen.
But today, she pulled into Michelle Bishop's mini mart for a cup of coffee.
This is on the way for my route today, so it is classic convenience at a convenience store.
A convenience store that may soon be equipped with a drive-through. It's a classic small town dispute that residents will vote on, but may not settle at the polls tomorrow. For Here and Now, I'm Todd Bookman in Dublin, New Hampshire.